You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Heather Henley, who's the editor of Do Savannah from the Savannah Morning News. Hi, Heather.
Good morning.
Also with us is Larissa Allen, digital content coordinator for Visit Savannah. Hi, Larissa.
Hi, Emily.
And this is a very busy weekend, starting with a couple of our annual festivals down on River Street.
This weekend is Oktoberfest on River Street. It's from October 6th to October 9th, so all weekend long. You'll be able to enjoy a bit of Germany Savannah style. So get ready for German cuisine, beer, live music, arts and crafts, and my favorite, the wiener dog races.
Can't miss those.
No, I think that's everyone's favorite. So cute. And then there's also a festival on Tybee.
There sure is. The Tybee Island Pirate Fest is also all weekend, October 5th through 8th, and you'll be able to celebrate all things pirate, join hundreds of fellow pirates for a weekend of live entertainment, a parade, and activities for the whole family, all on Tybee South Beach.
And then, Heather, on Saturday, there is plenty to do, starting with the Buddy Walk in Forsyth Park.
Yeah, 10 a.m. Saturday, the Lowcountry Down Syndrome Society is going to be hosting their 12th annual Buddy Walk, and they get thousands of people out there to raise awareness and funds to support their Camp Buddy, Night of Champions. These are great events every year, and just a wonderful community event. It's just $15 per person, $50 for a family of four. You get a t-shirt and a family fun festival.
Lots of fun. Then also on Saturday, there is a great event for authors, lovers of literature.
Yeah, the Savannah Quill Author Convention. This is one of those events that Matthew kind of ruined last year. So this is kind of the second first year. And this is one of my my writers, Adam Messer. He writes for Do Savannah, and he's hosting this to raise funds for Live Oak Public Library, promote literacy, get kids interested in writing. So he's going to have authors there, panels. There's also going to be the Paranormal Mini-Con with Guyton Paranormal Society, and also a Potterfest trivia and costume contest for all you Harry Potter fans.
Intriguing. And then for foodies, there is local food as well this weekend.
Yes, the Savannah Food Day Festival is happening Saturday in Daffin Park, and you can learn all about beekeeping, composting, the paleo diet. There's going to be, it's not really a foodie or food truck festival, but there is going to be food available, but it's mostly learning about sustainability and, you know, go out and meet groups like Loop It Up and other local charities, and it's going to be live music, lots of fun, free.
And speaking of free, one of our biggest free events of the year is also on Sunday.
Yes, the annual Picnic in the Park is an evening of community picnicking and live music provided by the Savannah Philharmonic. This year's theme is Lights, Camera, Music. So the Philharmonic will perform songs from Hollywood classics like James Bond and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Excellent. And of course, it's also October. That means if you're into Halloween like me, you're pretty much already celebrating Halloween. And there's some good ways you can start doing that this weekend.
Yeah, the Ailey Shriners are starting their annual terror plantation this weekend. That's over on Eisenberg Drive. There's also the Lot 13 Haunted House from Wicked South Productions. That's over on West Jones Street. These are going on all month long, even into the first weekend of November. But if you just are ready for Halloween right now, they kick off this Friday and Saturday with lots of scares.
Excellent. Some spooky fun. Well, Heather Henley, the editor of Do Savannah from the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Larissa Allen, digital content coordinator of Visit Savannah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
And have a great weekend, both of you.
Will do. Busy, yeah.